Thank you for choosing to listen to this talk by Pastor Eddie, designed to develop you. We appreciate your interest in your personal development. This talk can help you in many ways, so pay close attention to the underlying principles in this message. As you listen, think about how you can use this message as part of your development process for you and your circle of influence. The first commitment that Pastor Eddie has is to grow you, because if he can grow you, he can grow your circle of influence. Now let's join Pastor Eddie as he teaches this all-important topic.
Amen. Turn your Bibles with me very quickly. We'll look at first, I want to just share something with you very quickly. First, look at Psalm 73. Surely God is good to Gateway Chapel, to those who are pure in heart. But for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They had no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They were not coughing and spluttering and having body ache and having headache and having... They are free from the burdens. Come on to man. They are plagued by human ill. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. This man was bitter. And it's a state that most people find themselves at the end of a year like this. You just sit back and you just look at those who are doing well and giving testimony, and you just say, look at that. Or just look at those who are around you and say, he can't possibly be a Christian. It says, the evil conceit of their minds know no limits. I don't know who told him that. They scoff and speak with malice. If they speak malice, did they call you to the meeting? In their arrogance, they threatened oppression. You know, where I come from, when we see a wealthy man, we say, oppressor. It's all a product of envy and jealousy and bitterness. You see, at the end of the year like this, people tend to sit back and look at things and they begin to measure success and ask themselves, you know, I could have done better. You know, look at where I am. My marriage could have been better. My child could have been better. My finances could have been better. At the end of the beginning of this year, I had a plan. Half of it didn't come to pass. God promised it didn't deliver. Somewhere at the back of our hearts, we begin to second guess ourselves. We begin to think and wonder if this thing works or if it doesn't work. We just query God in a sense. But apart from querying God, if we just query God, and you know, God can say, okay, we can understand. The child is angry or the child is believing God. A child of God is believing God that something will happen and didn't happen. But most of the time, we start looking at looking around us and looking at our peers. We look at those around us. We look at those we perceive are doing well. Or we look at those who occupy where we think we should occupy. We look at those who we perceive as not Christians. Amen? And begin to judge and say, you know what, look at that. You know, very, very, very arrogant. Even if they smile, they say that's a smile of deceit. Yeah. That smile is not coming from their heart. You can't have all that kind of money and say you are humble. Who are you fooling? I remember many years ago, I started a business. And it was a training school. A fellow Christian called me and said, How is the business going? I said, the business is going very well. He said, really? I said, yes. He said, how come? I said, well, it's going very well. He said, are you making profit? And so he said, are you making money? I said, yes. I said, I'm making money. And then he asked me, he said, are you in profit? I said, yes, actually. I'm in profit. He said, and you just started? I said, yes, you just started. He said, you are a liar. I said, I said, why did you say that? He said, you can't possibly start a business and start that school. You started this year, and at the end of this year, you said you are in profit. That's not true now. You and I know that's not possible. I said, but this is true. I said, but you don't trust me. I said, so there's no point in me having to explain. You know. So I left. I was going to be angry. But that was the end of the friendship. Because I don't do that kind of thing. That was the end of the friendship. See, I don't make friends with people who don't trust me. So that was the end of the friendship. I said, look, I'm a liar. So I left. And so I didn't bother explaining. Since you have concluded I'm a liar, then I'm a liar. There's no point. But what he didn't know was that God blessed my business with favor. Where I went to rent for the training school, the owner of the classrooms looked at me and said, don't pay rent. So what should have considered overhead, lighting, heating, classroom space, I wasn't paying rent. So I was in profit. But the bitterness of my brother's heart did not allow him to ask me how I managed to end up in profit at the end of the first year. So I didn't tell him. I said, I'm a liar. He said, but it's true. But what you are saying is not true. He said, but that's lies now. Eh? Minister Esosa, that is lies. I said, okay. I said, if you say so. So there's every tendency, if you are not careful at the end of a year like this, people sit back. They sit back and they judge so much, they end up being bitter. That was the problem with the psalmist, the guy who wrote that psalm. He sat back, he measured. But very quickly today, I want to share some things about success with you. So you won't make the mistake my brother made and call his brother a liar. You see, you need to understand certain things about success in life. Because it's important that you understand certain things. And I want to share that with you very quickly. So you don't judge like my brother. So you don't judge your brother. Amen. I also want to give you one tip. If you find somebody doing very well, before you jump to conclusion, ask them how. Ask them how. Like they will say per adventure. Per adventure, God will extend the grace of his life to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This God we serve is a true God, you know, and all fingers are not equal. So first, do not compare yourself with anybody. Do not be bitter, but be better. Do not be what? Bitter, but the better. Do not jump into a conclusion and judge the whole world and judge your brothers. You see, the psalmist there, he was judging the whole world. He judged himself, judged the whole world, judged his brothers in church, judged his brothers in the kingdom. You know. So for us to, how do we avoid that? We must have a very clear perspective about success. There are certain things you must know about success, so as to ensure that you live a balanced Christian life and keep yourself plugged in for the flow of the Holy Spirit in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 21. Got a supporting text there. It says, horses are made ready for battle, but the victory rests in the hands of the Lord. Horses, horses were tools of war and weapon and battle. It says they are made ready. So that tells me that you continue to do what God has called you to do. If success is meant to be, it will come from God. Amen. If not, keep doing. Just keep doing what the Lord has instructed you to do. One man said, without God, I cannot succeed. With God, I cannot fail. So number one, understand that God expects us to do all the preparation that is necessary to be victorious with our endeavors. Point number one of success. Please write that one down. God expects us to do all the preparation Preparation. I sat back and I said, what exactly did I do? Why was my story different from my brother's story? What did he experience that made him judge me so harshly? God expects you to do all the preparations that is necessary to be victorious throughout your endeavor. Just like a soldier trains his horse, he feeds his horse, he gets him ready. See, my brothers, my sisters, in the school of success with God, get ready, prepare yourself, feed yourself, apply your faith, work very hard, but also understand that the success of your endeavor comes from the Lord. Comes from the Lord. If you do not understand that the success of your endeavor comes from the Lord, you will end up like the psalmist. You will judge harshly. You will be bitter at the end of the year. You will become critical. You will criticize your neighbor. You will criticize yourself. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what's point number one? Yes, all preparation required, right? That is necessary for your victory. He says you should do it. Number two, God wants us to obey him regardless of whether or not victory seems likely. God wants you to obey him. Obey God. Obey God. Obey God. Obey God. In every single area of your life, obey God. In every single area of your life, God wants you to what? Obey him, regardless of whether or not victory seems likely or not. So many times we go to work, we are not sure whether we are going to be victorious or not, but God wants you to obey him. Obey him. Obey is the second factor you have to take into consideration in the school of success. God wants you to obey him. I'm not sure that writer obeyed God. If he was obeying God in every area, he would have realized that, hey, it is God that is responsible for the results of every man. And our results vary in God. God wants you to be what? Obedient and obey God. Obey him in what? In every what? Area of your life. So one of the story of, if you look at the story of Joseph, I was so, you notice something about Joseph. It took 18 years for Joseph to become visible. 18 years. It took him 18 what? Yes. Years. 18 years have actually elapsed after his brothers sold him to slavery. 18 years. So before you judge yourself, please be patient. Be patient. Be patient. Slow down. I know that we want to conquer the world. I know that we want to climb the mountains. We want to swim across the sea. We know we want to achieve so quick in a very short time, but slow down, slow down. Psalm 37, verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will what? He will do this. He will do this. He will do this. He will do this. 18 years, Joseph waited. So God wants us to obey him regardless of whether victory is what? Sure or not. God wants you to obey. Obedience is very key. Obedience is very, very key. Praise God. Number three, God is the ultimate giver of success. There is no point being bitter. There's no point being bitter. There's no point being sad. There's no point being judgmental. God is the giver of success. Your success is not in the hand of any man. You hear me say that all the time. Your success is not in the hand of any man. It's not in the hand of any system. That's all the time. God is the what? Ultimate giver of success. Mm-hmm. If God says this is what he wants you to have, there is no demon in hell that can stop you. The man sat back. He looked at everybody. He measured them. He gauged them. He compared the people to himself and said, look at them. They are all wicked. My brother in Milton Keynes was telling me a story. He got, this is not even a story, what happened to him. He got to Milton Keynes. It just started in 2003 or 2004, just like us. And then it just started growing. He worked very hard. He worked very hard. He was worked, and then God blessed. He was sowing and doing the ministry. All of a sudden, just started growing and growing and growing and growing. And before we knew it, the church became one of the biggest, one of the top churches in the King's Court. How many of you remember Pastor Ewe David? Yeah, I remember Pastor Ewe David. Praise the Lord. One day he called me and he was very sad. What is the matter, my brother? He said, well. He said, somebody passed a comment and said, the reason the church is growing is because he's compromising the word of God. And so the church is full of carnal people. That is why the church is going. In other words, his lapse, you know, and it grieved his heart. So I said, don't worry. Don't think about that. The pastors gathered in the area. And it was a fellow pastor who passed that comment that the reason his church is growing is because he's compromising the word of God. You know, in other words, is a carnal church. They are not preaching holiness. You see, that's from a heart that is spiteful. Why? Because you started in 1927 and you still have 10 members. So that can't be God. That can't be God. The ultimate success comes from God. Never measure yourself by anybody, with anybody, and to anybody. Never measure up, never square up, never, you know, we all have different reasons. But what they don't understand, what they don't know, was that myself and that pastor served in the same church before we both went to start our churches. That pastor, Pastor Ewedemi, does not sleep. For throughout the years I knew him, we were in the same church, sir, he never sleeps on Saturday night. He spends a sort of Saturday night praying for his pastor. I joined the church in 1997. We left the church in 2003. He never sleeps on Saturday night. By himself, all night, by himself, he gives his Saturday night interceding every Saturday night for his pastor and praying for him. That he will preach the word, that it will be well with him, that God will embrace him. Pastor Ewedemi did that. I didn't say I did that. I said he did that all by himself for the 6-7 years we spent there. That is 7 Saturdays times 52 times 7 is what he gave. How many of you pray all night for me every Saturday since it just started? And envy, and you are envying the man, and you don't know the seed he has sown. You are envying the man, you don't know the seed he has sown. When you see people who are flying and climbing high, you don't know the seed they have sown. You don't know the seed you have sown. You hear me in church, I always say, hey, don't do and do like me. Don't go and do like me. Don't compare yourself to me. I tell my friends, I tell my church members, I say, don't copy me because you don't know the things I do. Rather than copy me, rather than judge me, rather than say that this is not working, rather than make excuses, rather than interpret my action, just ask me and I will tell you. Ask me. Why is your church growing? And I will tell you. How come you bought this building at such a fast period of time? And I will tell you. And I will tell you. And I will say, this is this. Nobody will ever know that we didn't, this sanctuary, right, was gifted. That by an unbeliever, that God touched the heart of an unbeliever. He built the place. He didn't take any money up front. The church didn't pay for labor up front. So if you hear me say, I never raised money for it, you will just say, he's a liar. He's a liar. He saved all his money. I remember when I said I was going full time in 2007. So people took him and said that they thought that they said, he must have saved a lot of money. That's why he's going full time. But between me and my wife and my family, we knew that there was no money in the bank. Amen. Why was I not afraid? Because I have proven God in small things. Please. The Christian life is a life of spirit, is a journey, and it's a life of spiritual experiences. It is the spiritual experience that determines what you receive, right, and can get out of the hand of God. It is your spiritual experience that determines how you respond and what you build, your spiritual experiences. That's why we say, stay true to the to Jehovah so you can have your spiritual experience. You see, when David was in the battle, he said, I remember the lion and the bear. That was his spiritual experience. So he can confront his future. We confront our future based on our spiritual experiences. Build your own. You can't write on mine. Build your own. You cannot write on mine. I went contracting in 2007. I think 2000. And I was earning what I consider, so some people may not be a lot of money. I was earning what I consider a lot of money. And it was about £600 a day. And the Lord told me, he said, put your pastor on an income. So I put him and his first son, his child, on an income in my company. Every single month, right? It was Didi out. Him, the boy was a boy, he was a kid. Right? For years. So when you hear me say, I can't be interviewed, you cannot interview, no HR manager can interview me. You don't know what I have sown. You don't know. If you hear me say, and I did this and that, and then I opened my account and I saw 8,000 pounds, you don't know what I have done. It's harvest time. 2000, 2001, 2002, 3, 4, 5, 6. How many years? This faith is a faith of discoveries. You've got to commit to the Lord and hunt. What do we hunt for? We hunt for spiritual experiences. Many of us don't have spiritual experiences because we are lazy. We rely on the arm of flesh. It takes you moving. It is your spiritual experiences, your testimonies from divine encounter with God that determines what to do with your future. If not, one day you will be bitter. You will be bitter. You will look at those around you. You will second guess yourself. Before you know it, you will judge and you will judge wrongly. You will call your brother a liar. You will say his church is carnal. You will say all manner of rubbish. The man who qualifies to write a script in the Bible should know better. The man who qualifies to write a script in the Bible, right, is Asaph. I think he wrote about 7, 9 or 11, right, in the Bible. He should know better. You see, that's what I like about the Bible. It's authentic. Your errors too will be shown. So that we can all learn from it. Your errors. So I see how his errors are showing? The bitterness of heart was judging everybody. God is the ultimate giver of success. Settle that. God, number four, God enables us to achieve victory by his spirit. Victory is by God's spirit. Zechariah 4, 6, 7. It's not by power, it says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain will be removed by my spirit. So, too many people, they walk in the power of their flesh, not realizing that it is God, it is Jehovah that gives victory, success, fruitfulness, achievement. Everything is Jehovah. It's Jehovah. Everything comes from Jehovah. Everything comes from Jehovah. It is your job to prepare yourself and prepare your horse for battle, but the ultimate success comes from Jehovah. Your agenda comes from God. It's not by power, it's not by might, but it is by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain will be removed, and this mountain will not be removed except by my spirit. Except by my spirit. Except by my spirit. Praise the Lord. Time is gone. Time is gone. I want to round up and say this. In conclusion, listen. Listen. Labor to acquire spiritual experiences. Your own experiences. Labor. Labor to acquire your own spiritual experiences. Go deeper in God. Hunger for God so you can acquire your own spiritual experiences upon which, with which you can fight your own battles and the battles of life, with which you can climb the highest heights on earth by your own spiritual experiences. If not, it's a matter of time. One day you will judge. You will judge wrongly. You will judge harshly. You will call your neighbor a fraud. You will call your brother a liar. You will call everybody around you. You will say they are not. What do you call it? They are going to hell. That God can't possibly save them. Amen? It's called spiritual arrogance. Spiritual arrogance will come in. And when the moment spiritual arrogance comes in, the devil stops fighting you. God himself fights you. You know what he says? He says, I resist the what? The proud. I resist the proud. The proud is that man who thinks he should be here. He deserves a certain position in life. He's the one that runs his own agenda. So I say, I think I deserve to be here by this time in my life, I deserve to be here. You calculate by your human imaginations. But God is the one. He's the one that is ultimately responsible for the success of every man. Amen? Amen. You are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. We'll continue in second service. If I were you, I would stay for second service. The Lord bless. Rest your time. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We bless your holy name. Lord, we present ourselves to you. We ask, oh God, that you help us in the name of Jesus. Help us judge correctly. Lord, this time of the month, I use everyone here as a point of contact to the body. I use everyone here as a point of contact to the rest of this house. Father, in the name of Jesus, that every form of bitterness be eliminated in their lives.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask, oh God, that indeed you will cause them to see the way you see.
Amen.
Lord, I pray for everyone here and use them as a point of contact to the rest of the body of Christ and this particular assembly, Father, that you will take our roots deeper.
Amen.
To experience you, to see the way you see, to see our own life from your own perspective. In the name of Jesus. Father, help us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for joining us for today's talk. Now just think, through Pastor Eddie's Building Your Future coaching and mentoring agency, you can experience these lessons monthly, packed with quotations, thought-provoking illustrations and stories, all usable in your personal development program. Visit us at www.byf.org.uk to join Building Your Future, which sets the leadership standard for ministry and marketplace. Pastor Eddie treasures the opportunity to be your personal mentor each month, all year long. Thank you again for joining us for this talk. We look forward to you joining Building Your Future as part of your personal growth program in becoming the best you can possibly be.